Professor Brian Foster, Professor of Physics at Oxford University. Why are you're seriously considering taking up a post at Hamburg University and shifting the bulk of your research to Germany? Why is that?
Basically, the German government are continuing to increase funding in science, and one of the mechanisms by which Germany funds its science is the Humboldt Foundation. And they offer extremely well-funded, prestigious professorships, which can be held in a German university and also in conjunction with a major German laboratory. And that allows you essentially 1 million euros a year to spend on any research without any strings attached that you like. And that's a very attractive proposition.
We're hearing sort of all levels of sort of scientists, from PhD students, postdocs, to eminent professors like yourself, moving or considering moving overseas. And I mean, I wondered whether sort of this was something you noticed other scientists in your field doing as well.
Yes, of course one has to remember that there's always an influx and outgoing of people in a field like physics, which is very international by definition, and particularly my area of particle physics, which is by definition entirely international. So people are always coming and going. But there's clearly a diminishing of opportunities inside the UK. In my own department, we've lost about half of our support staff since I became head of department, because of cuts in the Science and Technology Research Funding Council. And so there are not the positions there any longer for people to come into. So by definition, therefore, people who are graduating are looking abroad for possibilities. And certainly most of our students and the great many of the people who had postdoctoral positions which have been cut have certainly gone abroad or moved out of science, of course.
And to people who don't really know particle physics, I mean, what kind of a loss will this be to the UK?
Well, particle physics, of course, is famously the home of the World Wide Web. It was invented at CERN, which is a major particle physics laboratory. So purely in terms of economic spin-offs, then you risk the loss of people whose contribution to the development of new technology is essentially transformative. It very often is the thing which will change the paradigm. Of course, you can't guarantee that, and it only happens maybe once in a generation. But nevertheless, it's pure research, like particle physics, but many other fields, which really do develop whole new ways of looking at things, which in the end can revolutionize the outlook for industry. And certainly the World Wide Web has changed all of our lives. And there are many other examples in particle physics. We're currently in my department developing treatments for cancer with particle beams, which are extremely promising and hopeful. And that work will also be under threat if the government cut funding, as we hear they might.
And presumably the UK is sort of a leader in this field.
Yes, no, the UK has always been traditionally a leader in particle physics since the days of Lord Rutherford, who split the atom. And we are today. We do more with less resources than anybody else in the world. And that's true not just in particle physics, it's true all across science. And the idea that, you know, the government tells us somehow to be more efficient is laughable, because we are already incredibly efficient, and there's no way that you can squeeze more out of the funding that we currently have.
Yeah, and you mentioned future cuts. So we're hearing that sort of next month in the Comprehensive Spending Review, research science will be cut again. And what could that do to whether people choose to go abroad or not?
Yes, well, it's clear that if you're faced with a country who is reducing its spend on science at the same time as all the major technological advanced countries in the world are increasing spending on research and science, then it's obvious that you would be very strange if you chose to come to the UK. And that is something that we will certainly see. I mean, we're already seeing it in many ways, because there are people like me considering moving abroad. There are many countries who have very attractive schemes, particularly for senior scientists to come. Canada is another one, in addition to Germany. There are many examples of people who are just upping sticks and leaving. Of course, as I said, one should be careful, because this thing always happens, and individuals' choice as to where they do their research will always depend on a variety of factors. But I think there's no doubt that if there's further cuts in the research budget for the UK, there will be a very serious loss of talent for the United Kingdom in the future.